Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in my ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. This week, I'm doubly blessed. My guests today are composer and musician Adriana Rubio and guitarist, vocalist Alex, and I'm bound to destroy his name because not very good at names. Ditzend. Did I get that kind of sort of right?
It was perfect, Simon.
So, Adriana and Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Simon, for having us. We are so happy to stay here with you.
Before we start with your new CD, I'd like to ask a couple of questions. I'm going to start with you, Adriana. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background?
Okay. Well, I'm basically a music journalist. I have a kind of 25 years experience in the writing field, reviewing international concerts, national concerts, and reviewing CDs, interviewing, you know, people in the music industry, a lot of artists and musicians. And I'm also a book author. I have written and published 5 books in the United States. And I also have written 2 or 3 screenplays for feature films. And now I'm working on this. I decided to make a record.
I did some research on you. I looked up your LinkedIn page, and you've interviewed a lot of very interesting characters. Johnny Rotten, for example.
For example.
In fact, when I saw that, I did burst into laughter. It reminded me of a classic piece of graffiti that I saw in London, which read, "Johnny's rotten, but Elvis is decomposing."
Yeah. Yes, it was with the interview. It was in Argentina when they came here in 1995, 1996. I can't remember exactly the date, but it was in the 90s. And that's when I had the chance to interview him. But you know, Johnny, how he is. So it was kind of a joke all the time, the interview. But yes, I talked to him and I published the article in a local magazine here in Argentina.
Okay, and Alex, how about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm not part of a music or entertainment business. I'm actually an engineer. And I work in an office selling chemical goods. And I've always played guitar since I was very little. But I'm 31 years old, and this is my first CD ever. So music has always been a part of my life, but in a very amateur way. And this is the first time I go into a studio, and then I have to write lyrics in English, and well, that I have to focus on it very professionally. So I'm new to this, so to say.
He's awesome. You know, he's very humble. You know, he's not going to say that he's the greatest vision in the world, you know, things like that. No, he's very humble and very professional.
Okay, now, for our listeners, I think it's important to point out that you're in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, usually I interview people in you know, Los Angeles or New York,
mm-hmm.
and I can honestly say that this is the only interview I can recall from anyone in Argentina. But let's move on and talk about your new CD. I believe the title is The Garden Project. Would you care to tell us a little bit about it?
Are you asking me or Alex? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Are you asking me or Alex?
I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We are the Garden Music Project, okay? And the CD title is inspired by Sid Barrett's artwork. And, you know, it's filled with 12 tracks, meaning that it's, every track is based on one of Sid's paintings and artwork. And I have this thing called synesthesia, which is the ability to hear color or vice versa, you know, to see musical notes to color. So I envisioned the idea of making music through Sid Barrett's paintings because it's, you know, I think Sid Barrett was born with the same condition, so I think there's really music into his paintings, so I wanted to go deeper into it, and a CD with 12 tracks was the result.
Okay. To put this into perspective, Sid
mm-hmm.
Barrett was one of the founding members of Pink Floyd, as I recall. He was a bit of a wild child. But the tracks that I've heard from your new CD are anything but wild. They're rather gentle, mellow compositions.
Yes, you're right, in some way, because we with the other members in the band, you know, because I really want to mention everyone in the band, because it was basically, even though of my condition with the synesthesia and all this weird work that we've been into for several months, they are really very talented guys who were with me during the entire composition process. Okay. We studied Sid Barrett for several months, okay, and we felt in our hearts that this is some kind of showing his music or through his paintings, okay, in modern times, like a kind of his music legacy in in modern times, in 2014.
Okay. Why don't we play a track from your new CD? This is Bridge.
Bridge, yes.
Vocalist, did you write the vocals?
Yes, I wrote all the lyrics and the melody of the voice.
You know, I was listening to the track and it is very reminiscent of very early Pink Floyd. Were you a fan of Pink Floyd?
I was a fan of the. I'm a fan of Dark Side of the Moon. That's my favorite album. So.
Come on! Look at the early stuff.
And then Adriana comes with this project in her hands and presents us all this Sid Barrett new sound. At first, I have to say, I didn't understand it, so to say. And the project was all about him, so I studying him, studying his music, his lyrics, the voice, the way he sings, and I started just falling in love with him, and now I'm a big fan, and I see how his genius influenced all the records, and he made a record like Dark Side of the Moon possible, And I gotta say I'm a big fan right now after the Garden Music Project.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of
Adriana, I heard you chuckling in the background. I mean, obviously, your knowledge of Pink Floyd goes back. Further than Dark Side of the Moon. Right. I can't remember the particular album. I think it was a double album. It was pretty wild. And it just reminded me, you know, that track just reminded me of it. Can you help me out here?
In reality, it's a mix of some of the first records in Pink Floyd, like The Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
That's the one.
That's the one, yes. Yes, you're right. Yeah, it sounds like that. And I think that, you know, as Alex said a few seconds ago, his music really was an influence for the other Pink Floyd guys, you know, to make the other albums like Dark Side of the Moon and the others.
Of course, the other album that or albums that leapt into my mind were Umma Gumma and Atom Heart Lover. Yeah, I mean I could see that track fitting well into yeah.
Yes, you're right. Umma and Atom Heart Mother, it's another album that's been hugely influenced by Sid Barrett's sound.
Right.
Yes. But the same for Live at Pompeii. They were, Sid Barrett was not in the picture at the time. And it was Ada Gilmour with them, and if you listen carefully and watch the video of a Live at Pompeii, you will be, and even if it's not there, it really sounds Sid Barrett at the background.
Right. Who else plays on the CD?
The Garden Music Project is compounded by, you know me, Adriana Rubio, and Alexander Dixon, Alex, Stefan Dixon, he plays bass guitar and saxophone, then Nicolas Pagania, drums and percussion, and Fabrizio Gamba, keyboard, piano, and synthesizer.
Are you all based in Buenos Aires?
Yes, we are all based here.
Okay, let's do some shameless commercialization. Where can people buy this wonderful album?
Okay. They can buy it on Cherry Red Records website, which is cherryred.co.uk, or they can choose Amazon UK or Amazon.com, or even on iTunes. People can get this in a physical CD or in the digital version, MP3.
I have to ask this question. You're in Argentina, but
mm-hmm.
the sites you're talking about are in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? How come your record label is in the UK?
Okay, yeah. It's a long story, but I promise that I'll make it short. Okay. I started before meeting these marvelous guys in my band. This started 2 years ago, okay? And the first person I talked to regarding this project in the early stages of this project was Mr. Peter Jenner, the early Pink Floyd manager and manager of Syd Barrett, okay? So I talked to him, and he advised me, on many things. And he was very, very nice with me right from the start in 2012, just 2 years ago. And he helped me a lot, and I followed the steps, And one of the most important steps to follow on this story was to get into the door of the, Sid Barrett Estate and Pink Floyd Management, okay? Because I was using his paintings to make music out of them. So I had to ask for permission, and I had to present the project to them so they can check it out and see if there's any kind of copyright violation or something like that, okay? So when we recorded a demo of Big Fact in September of 2013, and we sent these three songs to the estate of Sid Barrett. And after that, we got the green light, to continue with the project. And we then record the other nine tracks to complete the 12-track album, and we send it to the estate of Sid Barrett again for evaluation, and they say that everything was right, and I met in person with the people of QEDG Management for a contract, and that's it. I just got into Cherry Red Records through QEDG Management. So they are the people who represent us.
Okay. One last
question.
That's why
we ended up in the UK from Argentina.
Right. One last question before we play another track. Do you have a website that people can look at?
Yes. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com, Adriana Rubio Garden Music Project. That's one. And we have a Twitter page, which is Garden M Project. And we also have an official website, which is gardenmusicproject.wix.garden.
Okay. Well, why don't we play another track? How about self-portrait? Would you like our listeners to hear that one?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. This is self-portrait.
Turn ahead and see the hills, the brushes and the birds. I hear the universe is getting big, singing out the harmony of fear. Interacting with the good, my thoughts and wishes disappear. Nothing ever goes to waste, and all the things are there in front of me. Everyone's invited in the two. As a tiny bird, but sure it's forbidden here, so nothing can discover where to be. Welcome to my humble world. I need to tell you a joke before you enter through the many doors that lead to inner fire of all my fail.
Is the face not what counts? Look at me until you close your eyes.
Better than Pink Floyd itself. I have to ask a question. The press release that I received actually has a video attached. Mm-hmm. Can't quite remember the song, but
My Lady.
My Ladies. That's the one. that really wasn't reflective of Syd Barrett, I don't think. Why did you choose that one?
Well, My Ladies, you know, we try to maybe reflect his solo project, you know, not only reflect the Pink Floyd era, but maybe something from the Madcap Love or the Barrett album, okay, where he only plays guitar, you know, as an acoustic guitar, for example. So we wanted to make something like that. So that's why we chose My Ladies. And My Ladies, just I would like Alex to talk about why he titled this song My Ladies and what that it means, you know, because it's important as regarding Syd Barrett's background, especially as a gardener.
Well, the song is not actually about ladies. It's about his passion for flowers. And the painting we based all the song has a lot of flowers, and our interpretation is that Syd was observing his flowers all year round and just noticing how they change along the year. And I had to make a song about that, and it was really difficult. And I thought of this metaphor of the flowers being ladies that change their dress during the year. And he kind of notices that and describes that process. But it's not women, just flowers.
Oh, it is a wonderful song, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it just didn't seem to sound like something Syd would have done.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you another question. Are you a band that likes to play live, or do you prefer the studio?
Well, we didn't have time, actually, to play live. This all happened very, very fast, and we only had time to write the songs, write the lyrics, rehearse three or four times, and that was all. We had to do most of the magic in the studio because everything happened really, really fast and didn't give us time. And we formed the band exclusively for this project, so we have no experience as a band before this. So we have not played live yet.
But we will.
Right. That I mean, that was going to be my very next question. You know, when? You know, do you have plans on getting up on stage?
Well, you know, it depends on our manager. If you know, it depends on QDG management if they can book enough. You know, yeah, you know, it's a process. At this time, we are following the steps from, you know, QDG management. We are just starting selling these records. And we, of course, we will start rehearsing for the live gig, you know, and continue.
I'm looking at the clock, and we're flat out of time, but I do have one question, one last question. What is next? Do you have another project in mind?
Yes, we do have more probably we will make two more records for the rest of Sid Barrett's painting, you know, to complete the cycle.
Okay. I do hope that you'll keep me in the loop, and we can talk when you get those CDs running. This is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy and safe and healthy week. Adriana Rubio, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Alex, I'm not even going to attempt your surname a third time because I keep murdering it. But, Alex, I really want to thank you for taking part today. So, till next time, goodbye.